Sam, did Murphy tell you the news that we're losing? Well, he's losing his favorite hot neighbor.
Oh, no.
She's moving.
Aww.
I know.
Well, I mean, I've never seen her.
She's a super nice. Oh, you've never seen her?
No, I've seen pictures of her that
she's
showed me.
She's super nice. We've joked about that. She's very fit. She takes her fitness seriously and, you know, and dresses accordingly.
Rewind back to when we first moved into this house. She was already living there next door. And I didn't meet her first. Murphy did. And I think it was she chasing her dog who was running into our yard, but she was like in a bikini or something.
Yeah, and she was running in slow motion, which was really wild.
Jody, I'm going to love this neighborhood.
Anyway, yeah, she texted me the other night, hey, you've been a wonderful neighbors. If you know of anybody who's looking, I'm about to put my house on the market. You know, let me know if you know anybody who wants to live next door. And I was like, aw. We're so sorry to lose you. And I didn't send. My husband's going to be so upset.
She got a boyfriend that she's moving with? Or
she does have a boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. He's been there, you know, a good bit.
Also, majorly buff.
Yeah, he's a pretty buff dude. You know, I mean, he really. He's
we're
like,
both going to miss them.
Well, they're both in, you know.
Tip-top shape.
Yeah, great shape. What's the word I'm looking for? I mean, they're just enthusiasts. Well, but they're enthusiasts. I mean, they really. They
take care of what God gave them.
Exercise enthusiasts.
It's the lifestyle. Yeah.
Anyway, the funny thing is that you finally talked to her about it, didn't you? She was outside.
I was rolling in the recyclables.
What were you wearing?
I had just gotten home from work. So after 5 years, I actually looked like a normal. She probably didn't recognize me.
You were dressed.
I'm your neighbor. Right. Yeah.
At least you weren't in your I don't feel tardy shirt.
Now, is she moving now or is she going to wait till after summer and pool season?
I think she's, I think she's moving soon.
Oh.
I don't think she's worried about her pool here because I think where she's moving, there'll also be a pool.
Oh. Okay.
Likely.
Yeah.
So you had a conversation with her though, yes?
Yeah, I just told her that we would, you know, miss her. She has been, you know, I mean, your neighbor.
She is a good neighbor.
I know
neighbor.
That we joke. She's a great neighbor. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to sound like we're just, that's, you know, that's because she has been, it's tough. You don't get to pick your neighbors, you know what I'm saying? So when you do have one who actually cares and looks out for you, and if something looks wrong at the house or whatever, and they you know, call or text, like Jody said, then you feel good about that. Neighbors on the other side are great people, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, same thing. It's just like the next chapter, a new adventure.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know today coming up at 6:50.
Coming up next, does the first thing you eat in the morning matter? What's the first thing that you eat in the morning?
Coffee.
Me too. Well, water and coffee. I drink water first, then while my coffee's brewing.
Yeah.
But that first cup of coffee is incredible. But I do mean chew. I mean eat. I mean, I guess truly for most of us, it changes. Nobody eats the same thing.
Yeah, usually not.
First thing in the
sometimes
morning.
It's a hard-boiled egg. Sometimes it's like a Kind bar or something like that, small.
Lately, it's been something else, Murphy.
Oh yeah, the
I was going to say cold oats.
No, they're delicious. What do you call the overnight
cold
oats?
Cold oats.
They're called overnight oats, right?
It's called gruel.
Yeah. By the way, did you notice what I did differently about them this morning? Did you notice a change?
Did you put cream in them this morning, or like the
ding,
coffee
ding,
creamer?
Ding. I put a little bit of coffee.
The sugar-free coffee creamer. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Regular oats. We had a little bit, enough oat milk left, and I needed a splash of something else, so that's what I did.
It was perfect. It didn't need any extra sweetener.
Good. It had a little bit of peanut butter in it. Anyway, I bring it up because, you know, you can, as with any subject matter, if you start looking into it, you'll find this study and that study, one to counteract the other study.
Mm-hmm.
But supposedly, if the first thing that you eat in the morning, when you eat it on an empty stomach, supposedly there's some really good nutrients going to your organs and into your body. Mm. So it's a good idea to eat something that's really good for you first thing in the morning. It's a really good idea to eat good things anytime.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it all goes into your body.
Is that because your body is more open to it? It's kind of like you're technically fasting while you're sleeping. So,
yes, you are. Breakfast. Yeah. Break fast. Right. That's where the...
Oh, yeah.
You didn't know that that's where that came from?
I didn't think about
sure
it. Never
about
really
that?
Thought about it. Yeah,
you're breaking your fast.
Which is overnight.
Breakfast.
Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think about that.
Well, first of all, that's what I've read a long time ago or was told a long time ago, and it made sense.
Yeah,
I don't have it in black and white in front of me, but yeah, you're breaking your fast.
Okay.
Breakfast.
Yeah, some of your teachers were questionable, weren't they?
Well, I just want you to know that we had asked on our Instagram and Facebook page the other morning, what's the first thing you eat in the morning and how do you choose it?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to get to some of those later, and they are some really good ideas.
Okay.
So I love that. We want to pass those on to you. We'll be doing that coming up in just a little bit. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
We were just talking the other day amongst ourselves about missing Behind the Music. Remember on VH1?
VH1,
the Music was my favorite. Well, guess what? It's coming back to Paramount Plus. Some new episodes. One of them will be Wolfgang Van Halen.
Oh.
They're going to dig into him.
Huh.
That's a new one coming. They're also going to do a Belle Biv DeVoe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if you think you know everything about this band, Behind the Music, always good.
Yeah.
They're going to do a new one on Trace Atkins.
But donkey donk.
There you go. You heard of it, huh? So those are some of the brand new episodes you can expect from Behind the Music on Paramount Plus. This is coming soon, by the way, May 1st, when they're going to drop them on Paramount Plus.
Good.
But they've also remastered some of the most classic episodes. They've remastered Bobby Brown. I don't remember that one.
Me either.
I didn't make an appointment with that one.
And the question is, where does that one cut off? You know what I mean? It's
correct. And they'll have to address that, and they likely will.
Yeah.
Here's one of the biggest ones they ever did. They've remastered it, and it will drop also on Paramount Plus, same day, May 1st, Milli Vanilli. Girl, what a story.
I remember that story.
Yeah.
You know, because didn't really sing the songs, but they represented
the
they
Grammy.
Did, and they won the Grammy, and they had to give it back.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Coming up next.
You are sharing with us what you eat first thing in the morning, and we are intrigued. Good ideas on the way.
Direct message us on Facebook.
We love hearing from you there. We do see and read every single comment and question and suggestion, and you are telling us today what the first thing is that you eat in the morning. First thing you eat in a day when you wake up. Maybe you work a different sort of shift and you eat at night for the first time.
Yeah.
Anyway, these are so good. I'm loving these ideas, too. So Vicky says, yogurt with walnuts. It fills me up and it's good for you.
Mm.
It is. I've always heard yogurt is good first thing in the morning because of all the
probiotics.
And if your stomach is empty.
The healthy bacteria.
Thank you very much. Casey has the best one. We're going to save it for last. Brandy said, usually nothing because if I eat breakfast, I tend to feel like I'm starving all day and I just don't get it.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's when I kind of am digging that, Brandy, because I understand it. It's like when you're fasting or you haven't eaten for a while, you're fine. But as soon as you eat, it's like you stimulate your appetite.
You start it up again.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, you can't get in. You've never had that happen?
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen
before.
Once
you start eating, you're like, oh, I was hungry.
But if I don't eat something I want with a headache or whatever, it just doesn't work.
Okay. Hmm. Donna says what she eats first thing, Chobani no sugar Greek yogurt. It's very specific, with unsalted almonds and fresh blueberries. I choose it. Because I eat healthy and I like it. Hmm. I am a personal trainer and yoga instructor, so I practice what I preach.
That's awesome.
I love you, and I love that. I love that comment. So it's just a cool idea. Everybody needs ideas. Kathy says egg and avocado toast.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Becca says either oatmeal, yogurt with granola, or a granola bar. I'm breastfeeding, so I try to eat oats for breakfast every day.
Okay.
Becca, you sent me back to breastfeeding. I remember being told, eat oatmeal. It stimulates, milk production.
I didn't know that. I don't remember that.
I remember being told that. And I also remember drinking a lot of water. Like, you need to be very hydrated to do that.
Absolutely.
And so I don't remember what I ate. I can't remember anything about that except that feed the baby. So, Becca, I want to go back to Casey. This is so cool. She says, I've been getting a spoonful of peanut butter and dipping it into a bag of chocolate baking chunks. It's just good lately. Man. Casey, you win. You win for first thing that you eat every day.
How about eat that all day?
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, I want to start with this. It's Earth Day. A day in the year that we set aside to just pay more attention to our planet. It's a modern environmental day that was started actually in 1970 to just bring awareness. It's been going on that long. Did you realize that?
Uh-uh.
Community cleanup events. I mean, whatever. Planting a tree. You know how to celebrate Earth Day.
Yeah.
It is today. Number two, construction begins today on the Vegas high-speed rail.
Ooh.
They're breaking ground. It's a high-speed rail line that will link Las Vegas and Southern California. They've needed this forever, right? It'll get you from Vegas in half the time, back and forth, in half the time that it takes to drive to LA from Vegas. It's supposed to be ready in 2028, but they're saying it's probably going to be longer than
It'll be ready in half the time.
In double the time.
Oh.
And number three, Michelle Obama was in Target in St. Louis the other day. Did you see this? She wanted to go see a copy of her own book on display, and she's never seen it like that. So she went and she signed six copies and left them for, you know, for people to buy. And then she said while she was there, she bought something for her dog and for her husband. She'd just never seen her own books on display.
Yeah.
And she did. And she got giddy, apparently, upon finding it.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
Well, we are still talking about Taylor Swift because she's breaking records basically almost every day. And after the drop of the Poets Department.
Yeah, the Tortured Poets Department.
Tortured Poets Department, yeah.
Not Dead Poets Society. So now we have Fortnite fans asking, hey, is there going to be a collaboration because the song is Fortnite?
Well, Fortnite is a term, not just a...
Well, the song is Fortnite, and there's a game Fortnite,
I know.
It's spelled differently.
Okay.
N-I-T-E, so I would think that would be a no, guys. Anyway... and also, too, fans are wondering about how the new albums, the double album, is going to affect this.
Welcome to the Eras Tour.
Oh,
changing what she sings.
Yeah,
true.
Next month she goes back on the Eras Tour in Paris, and it comes, you know,
she's
back in the States.
Like a set.
It's like, is it going to go longer? Is it going to be a different era? Is this going to be like the surprise
song?
That
songs? Is a good question. I did not think of it.
I bet the odds makers are already on that one, Sam.
What's the first song she's going to play in Paris?
Right.
All right, moving on to Katy Perry. This is her final season on American Idol. She's already told us that. She has a new album planned. Mm-hmm. She said it's going to be fun. She wants to see the world, spend some time as a mom, and she already thinks she knows who her replacement should be. If it was up to her, she said this person.
Jelly Roll.
She thinks Jelly Roll should be her replacement on Idol because she says he's sincere. Everything he does, he was on the show recently as the mentor.
She said
everything he says, it's like it's the truth, it's honest, and it's everything that people need to hear.
Is ABC asking her? Like,
no, they're not. And plus, they already got Luke Bryan, so do you need
two countries?
And they probably do need to get somebody big, a big female in the pop world or something for that. And by the way, Peppa Pig has covered one of Katy Perry's songs now for the show.
I got the eye of the tiger.
Well, thank you for giving us this today.
Hey, wait, I'm not finished here. I have another cover song for you.
Sam,
I'm not sure you're going to like this one. This is from country artist Hardy, and I'll explain why he did it.
What? Laid back.
Yes, he redid the Snoop Dogg, Dr. Dre song, Gin and Juice. This is because, if you remember, Snoop and Dre are coming out with Gin and Juice, a drink, ready-to-drink. And so this is going to be their theme song. Hardy is doing the Gin and Juice theme song.
Oh, is he really?
For them, yeah.
Very cool.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
At 7:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, though, we're going to help you create the newest trend in homes. It's probably easy, and it will be your favorite new place. The newest home trend could end up being your favorite little spot in your home, and it's really not that hard to create. I think the hardest part is figuring out where.
Mm-hmm.
And we mentioned it the other day in Three Things to Know, the newest home trend, and you can see them on social media and Pinterest. Rest corners, little places to chill out, take a nap. People are taking little corner areas and putting up dividers or curtains and putting their favorite like lounger or, whatever, wherever you would want
your
to
little
curl
oasis.
Up your little, it's a place to sit and meditate or take a nap. I mean, straight up nap would be my favorite.
Is it walled off, though, from the rest of everything with a curtain or whatever? Does it have to be, or is it just in the corner?
It should be. I mean, no, there's no wrong way to do your own resting corner, but a lot of people, if you Google that and want to look at, you're going to find that they're being done in all kinds of creative ways. And I love that idea. There are people who have walk-in closets who are using that as a resting
corner. I was just thinking of that. That's perfect. It's got the door built in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You used to have in your house a game room for your kids. I remember it was
still
a,
do.
So that's the game
well,
room.
Well, I mean, there's nobody there to play games. But
so what I'm saying is, you could make it a nap space.
Well, yeah, but I also live alone, so I have no one to get away from.
Still,
no matter where I go in the house, well, it's a rest area.
Is the rest corner? It's probably not as much to get away from someone as it would be in the world of meditation. For you're having your cushion, for example, right?
Right. It's supposed to be a low traffic area.
Yeah,
a place for you to decompress. A lot of people
gotta get away from Gus, your dog.
Yeah,
a lot of people are using curtains and privacy screens, moving furniture, whatever you have to do to make you feel more secluded. It does make more sense if you've got a lot of people in the family,
yeah,
a lot of people
need
sharing
your quiet
the space.
Time.
But here's another reason I like it. Murphy, follow me. There's some real thought behind the idea of not napping in your bed. Your bed should be for sleep at, you know, overnight or whenever you sleep.
The bedroom in general, I've read that before a bunch of times.
Don't let it be an office.
Yeah. And I nap better when it's not in the bed.
I know.
Yeah. I just do. It's crazy.
He naps best in the family room on the comfy couch.
Yeah.
Their sofa napping is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like you're camping or something. I don't know what it is mentally, sofa napping.
That's exactly what the rest corner spot is supposed to be for. And if you have one, let us know.
Yeah, hit us up, 877-310-4MSJ. Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
You cannot deny the weekend that Taylor Swift had. Her album sales, when that just in one day on Friday when the Tortured Poets Department dropped.
Mm-hmm. Her records set new records.
Are you kidding me? On the first day of its release, the album sold an unheard of 1.4 million copies. That is more than most artists get in a lifetime that she got in one day.
That's unbelievable.
So where to go? Let's just talk about some of the songs. All the Swifties are breaking it down. Taylor doesn't attach songs to names of people or situations in her life, but the fans do. So Long London is definitely about Joe Alwyn.
Thinking how much sad did you think I had?
In these lyrics, like, people are digging in like crazy. There's another one called I Can Do It With a Broken Heart about Joe Alwyn, according to the Swifties. A couple of new songs about her new boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
One is called The Alchemy, and the other is So High School. I have a friend that I saw this weekend, and she was like, I only listened to two of them, but the two about Travis Kelce. Those are the ones she wanted to. Some lyrics to be aware of. I love you. It's ruining my life.
Oh.
And then you don't get to tell me about sad. The Tortured Poets Department just doing big, big things as we expected.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
I got to tell you what I saw my son Parker do this weekend that I wish he would do more of. I got to watch my son Parker, who's in college, dance yesterday.
Oh, Sam, where did he
dance? You mean like really dance or try to dance?
It was somewhere in between that, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it was something called Songfest. It's the fraternities and sororities college do this. They pair off, so you get one fraternity sorority, and they do a dance, and they put them all together on one night, and it's called Songfest. The theme this year was about movies, Greeks on film.
Okay.
So each group had to do like a movie, pick a movie, and then do some songs and dances. We had a Grease one.
Oh, that's perfect.
I figured that's usually the first choice, right?
Yeah, and that, and I really liked it, but they didn't win anything. Maddie's sorority, she didn't dance, but they did Elton John, Rocket Man, and they were all dressed like the white Dodger outfit.
Love it. Why didn't she dance?
She didn't want to participate in
it.
But the person that did was Parker. His fraternity teamed with a sorority, and they did The Great Gatsby.
Oh, whoa.
So it was all songs about money and this kind of... This is Rich Girl.
Right, totally. I bet he's got some moves, right?
He surprisingly does. And the thing is, he never talked... Like, remember at the end of last year, I talked about this, when it was last year in high school, he did a play, his only play that he ever did.
Correct.
And he loved it. And
he's
done
this. He likes performing.
I think so. He did this, and he talked about it the whole time, practicing and all that. No, it's a pain and blah, blah, blah. But then when he got up there on stage, it was just like...
Sure.
Maybe this is what he should do, or try to find a way to do this with his life.
Right.
It comes naturally.
It's it. I mean, and the thing is, Parker's attitude is kind of like mine, you know, half empty glasses, not half full.
Sure.
But when he was up there on stage, it's just like, different person.
Something fed him when he was up there.
Yeah.
You either can do that or you can't. You either find that you have stage presence or you mm-hmm. don't. And if he really enjoyed, he seemed to really enjoy himself. He's going to be drawn to that kind of stuff. Yeah.
So much so that afterwards when I found him and all his group and I was like, man, you did great. And he goes, yeah, but my timing was off. And
that's so you.
Really? I was like, look, the girls were the real, that's the thing, that the sororities were the real dancers. The yes. guys were kind of there for comic relief on all of these.
Ooh.
You know, guys trying to dance and put moves together.
Except Parker.
But Parker just seemed to be into it.
Very good. Exciting.
Up next, Jody's three things to know today. Three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty, Nature's Blend.
Number one, the House of Representatives took some action this weekend on working this weekend on foreign aid packages, and they slipped in a bill that would force ByteDance to sell TikTok and see it banned in the U.S.
Hmm.
Yeah. TikTok would have to
see that one.
Yeah. They slipped it through. Hmm. I mean, it's going to be a long time before anything really gets pushed here. It goes to the Senate now, and where it has to all be approved or none of it gets approved. You know how that goes, right?
Yeah.
Number two, this is scary, especially for Gen Z. We all feel financial anxiety, right? We're hearing mm-hmm. now that almost 50% of Americans have no idea what a 401k is.
Oh.
A lot of us don't understand what interest really is, and we get anxious when we open our bank apps. Gen Z having the most anxiety. It's so, it's time to start teaching that stuff again.
In
right?
school, yes.
Yeah, anywhere, at home, mm-hmm. too.
The one, number three, still gets me getting anxious when I open up my bank app.
That's every generation.
Yes.
And number three, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We know who's getting in now. Cher. Do you believe in life? Mary J. Blige got in. Peter Frampton, Foreigner.
Good.
Ozzy got in.
Yeah.
Cool in the Gang this time. So very many. The ones who didn't make the cut this time, Sinead O'Connor, Lenny Kravitz, and Mariah Carey.
Huh.
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Murphy and I had a date to remember this weekend. Oh, man. I'm surprised he didn't. Did he text you about our date, Sam? Did he?
Mm-mm.
Oh, you didn't, huh?
I didn't. I don't text such information.
Oh, okay.
No.
So we were in different spots during the day, running errands here and there. And it's like, how about let's meet for an impromptu dinner? Okay. So we picked the place and Murphy arrived before me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I only had two choices. There was a big gathering an organization had rented almost the entire restaurant. So the only areas for the public for reservations that night were in the bar area.
Wow.
Got a choice. I could sit at a high top, or I could sit at a table for eight, even though it was just for two.
Okay, well,
Jody doesn't really like high tops, so because her feet don't touch the ground. And that's what you say anyway,
well,
right?
Just something that's not as relaxing about a high top for me,
yeah.
That's all.
So I picked the table for eight.
Your big round table in the corner.
So I sent Jody a text ahead of time. I said, look... I'm at a table for eight. I know it's going to look weird. And just come in. We're seated by the piano. No big deal.
Oh.
So Jody walks in and is kind of like grinning and wondering if we should stay or not. Because the piano, actually, we were seated literally right next
right
to it.
On top of the piano. Uh-oh.
It was being played. So I recorded it. So here's where we're having conversation.
No, we're trying.
Yeah. But you can hear everybody else in the background.
It was so loud, Sam. This doesn't do it justice.
Well, so how was your day?
Right. That was the point of dinner. How was your day? I was hanging out with my mother. So we wanted to just...
I can't hear what you're saying, Jody. I'm
sorry. Just like dinner.
You know what we said to each other the most at that dinner?
Huh?
What?
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Like what?
Only when he hit the high notes,
I literally at one point was thinking, looking around at other people because we were the closest to him,
yeah.
But it was so loud. I don't know if anybody heard anything.
Was
in
it
there.
At least good?
Oh, he was awesome. Yes, he was. I recognized quite a few American pop standards. Yeah, he did a great job.
So,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know how your day went. I still don't know anything about that night except that my ears are ringing.
Well, at least you didn't have to sit at a high top, right? It was fun. It was just different. Every day is an adventure.
I almost would have chosen the high top over not being able to hear you.
Yeah, the only thing I got tired of was being asked, so are we waiting for the rest of your guests to arrive?
For the last time.
Just the two of us here at the eight, yeah.
a little behind the scenes around here in the last few weeks leading up to Taylor Swift's Tortured Poets Department album being released. And I said it slowly because every time Sam and I and Murphy, all of us have tried to say it, I think we're 80s kids. We want to say Dead Poets Society. Do we not?
I keep wanting to say Tortured Poets Society.
Okay. Close, but it's still wrong.
I think I was fine until the two of you started saying it.
I know, but anyway. We messed you up. So it's Tortured Poets Department, even though I do still want to say society because of, I guess, our generation. Did you see the Fortnite video, though, Sam?
Oh, yes.
The song?
I've watched it a couple times just to look at all the CGI cool stuff.
Did you notice that Ethan Hawke is in it? Did you notice that some of the other actors from Dead Poets Society are in the video?
Really? Okay.
There's not a word. There's not a breath. There's not a... Everything she does, she puts so much thought into. She had the Dead Poets Society actors in the video, knowing that everybody, well, a lot of us are thinking about Dead Poets Society with the title of her new album. Oh, is that not crazy?
That is crazy.
Well, see, what got me about the video was when she wiped on Post Malone's tattoos on her face.
I know.
And then they show Post Malone and he's got no tattoos. It's like, oh, that's what he looks like.
You know what's funny is that I have not dug into this album yet at all. And I do love her work.
Yeah.
A lot of times. But when there's something new, I usually take my time with it. I'm not one of those to jump right in.
Mm-hmm.
But I had lunch with a friend yesterday who was like, I've only listened to the Travis Kelce songs. She'd only listened to So High School because she knew the word was this song was about Travis. And sure enough, there are a couple of songs on this double album about him.
Yeah.
There's songs about her family. There's apparently a Kim Kardashian diss track.
Oh, yes, there is.
See, did you listen to that?
Well, I saw the title where the letters K, I, and M are the ones that are capitalized.
Yeah. Apparently, there's also a Kanye diss track.
There's a lot of Matty Healy stuff, too.
Yeah, and I think he's okay with it.
Yeah.
Right? That's the funny thing about Taylor Swift is she will not sit down with an interviewer and spill her guts. She spills her guts in the work.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most honest artist because she spills it all in the in the work. Okay, so once again, guys, Tortured Poets
Department.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
When you get a good music documentary, like a special, usually it's something from a long time ago, like dig into an old, you know, Linda Ronstadt doc or the new Bon Jovi one that's coming out this Friday that I've... you know, made an appointment with. There's another one coming out also this Friday that is new, and it's about Beyonce.
This ain't Texas.
Call Me Country, Beyonce and Nashville's Renaissance is what it's called.
Where am I going to see this?
Max. Huh? On Max,
good, I got it.
Starting this Friday. It's a special about the role of black musicians historically and currently in country music, in the genre. And it's going to talk about diversity in the genre, period.
Yeah.
And so... it's a special. It's not really a documentary. I guess it's just a special right now examining all of this Friday, the 26th. And then, of course, on Hulu, the Bon Jovi one. Don't forget about that one.
Yeah.
But I think the Beyonce one is going to be interesting, really, taking a look at that right now. It's just really fresh. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I've got some, guys, Christina Hendricks news. Murphy fell in love with her when we watched Mad Men.
Yeah.
He thought
my other favorite redhead.
Mad Joan is what he called that show. Anyway... she got married this weekend.
Yeah.
Right.
To which one of the partners?
Neither one. Oh. In New Orleans.
Oh.
Saturday. And her ceremony was officiated by singer Shirley Manson from the band Garbage. And Mad Men creator Matthew Weiner was there.
Okay.
Social Media Connect.
Love hearing from you on Instagram and Facebook. Keep it coming. You can also email us at murphysamandjody.com. From Juan regarding one of our After the Show podcasts recently. I think this is when we were watching old movies with Taylor and Phoebe the other night, and it was just watching
them
home as
babies. Yeah.
Right, I'm sorry. Yeah,
home
not
videos.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, that's
right.
It's a Wonderful Life. What?
Old home movies. Like they could not keep their eyes off of themselves when they were little. It was a magical way to spend some time. Juan said, loved this After the Show podcast. It reminded me to organize my family photos and videos. Oh, sweet, Juan.
I find that gets a little bit trickier in the digital world. I know that's going to sound stupid because you think it would be easier,
mm-hmm.
but because you can shoot so much video today. You know what I mean? It's trying to organize it by year is actually what I've wound up doing, but mm-hmm. it's in different places because yeah. over the years you have a computer that gets too old or you know what I mean? It's right. trying to get it in one spot is what I'm actually working on too, Juan, and I've not been successful yet. I'm getting closer.
It's okay. Yeah. Also, this is from Christine. This is an email. I recently started listening to your show and I would love to see pictures and hear stories of when the three of you were younger and first started working together. Mm. What types of dates did Jody and Murphy go on? Who asked who out? And what was Sam like? Thanks. Oh. Well, that's a loaded couple of questions there, Christine.
Sam's a much better person now.
Aw.
Well, Sam was a good person back then. Sam was just a little lost at that time.
I didn't think you were lost.
But, I mean, he didn't. I don't know.
That was crazy. Or carefree or, you
that's
know.
Okay.
There's things I should not have done in life.
All of us are that way.
Yeah.
Every day we stumble in life.
Yeah, this would probably have to be a podcast at some point. You know what
definitely.
I'm saying? Yeah.
Multiple podcasts, right. actually.
Well, because I don't even really remember my first date with Jody.
Well, we would... Well,
it wasn't
why.
Really a date.
No,
that's probably why.
What kinds of dates did we go on? We went on work lunches.
Yeah.
We didn't intend...
But they weren't dates, right. Yeah,
no, we didn't
right.
intend for this to happen at all. We were just work co-workers.
Yeah.
And, was that work lunches with or without me?
Without you. Because remember, you were a bad person.
Yeah, that's right. Don't bring Sam.
You were off marrying another person.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.